Georgia Southern defeats Troy 67-64 in overtime to start the doubleheader inside Hanner. Fieldhouse Eagles improve to 8-6 on the season, 2-3 in conference play. Troy playing for the first time in 13 days. They fall to 6-6, 1-2 in league play. We'll do it again tomorrow at 3 o'clock, despite that being in overtime. Get to come back in, well, just a couple of hours, but right now we'll talk with Zach Bryant on this Ford Locker Room wrap-up. Tied for Team I with 12 points, 5 of 7 at the line, 5 of 6 of that coming in the extra session. 4 boards, 3 assists, 2 steals, but 1 blocked shot on Troy's second-to-last possession. Cam Woods had the basketball for them. He led them in points with 23. Had to feel like he was going to try to take charge like you had been doing most of overtime. Take me through the play and how you came up with the blocked shot.
I just stayed solid. I knew he was going to be the one who take the last shot. He had got a little first step on me down the lane, and then I just timed it up, got the block, game winning play. I just try to do whatever I can do for us to win. That's really about it.
Coach Berg has talked all the time about these winning plays, whether it's diving on the floor, taking a charge, or in that instance being a 6'2 point guard that comes up with what turned out to be the game-winning block shot. How do you stay mentally locked in to make plays like that?
I mean, I just stay locked into the goal, the objective, which is to win, and I try to do whatever to get a W. And Coach Berg always reaps and says, like, our defense will lead the quick offense, and our defense is our true identity. So I stayed solid, played D, came up with a big play. Happy we got the W.
Being at the free throw line in overtime, I've got to imagine, is a very intense thing, a thing that can make a lot of people nervous. How do you keep yourself calm when oftentimes those free throws are with the game on the line?
Well, I know I put in the work at the free throw line. I come in and shoot free throws almost every other day. We have free throw like contests that we do amongst the team, and I was confident because I'm one of the top leaders in that, and I try to just keep my mind level-headed. So when it's a big moment, I don't really try to shy away from it. I try to face it.
Coming off the bench for the first time this season, how did you attack with the same kind of intensity?
I just was watching from the bench, seeing how my first starting five was in the game, how they were attacking, and I was just picking up different ways, trying to read the defense and how to get in the lane to get other shots.
I think back to the FIU game. I know that was a double overtime game, but you didn't have a chance to finish that one. You had fouled out of that game, so you end up not only making free throws in overtime, but you make the game-winning defensive play. What did it mean to be involved and have the kind of impact that you did when you needed to have it?
It meant a lot to me, honestly, because I try to do whatever for us to get a W. I have great intentions when it comes to the game, and I'm very, like, emotionally bought into the game. So it always means a lot every game, even the tough losses. It means a lot.
All right, an extra 5 minutes from this game. You have to get ready to play the same team tomorrow at 3. How much different is the rest and recuperation piece when you have to come back so quickly?
It's real different. We gotta go get treatment. We got to make sure we make smart decisions, as Coach Berg always says to us after each game, each practice. We got to make smart decisions. So that's from drinking soda or staying up late or, you know, just being on the video games all night. We have to get our rest and our recovery. And that's as well coming and getting treatment. Like tomorrow, it may be all 17 guys in there getting treatment because we know it's a quick turnaround.
All right, you ended up playing 32 minutes off the bench. How many you got for tomorrow?
However many Coach Berg got.
As many,
as many as he needs.
Big time finish. Great stuff, Scooty.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
That's Zach Bryant on the Ford Locker Room wrap-up. Georgia Southern in overtime beats Troy 67-64. We'll get head coach Brian Berg on in just a moment as the Ford Locker Room wrap-up continues from Learfield, IMG College.